the custom of Tashlich, laws, details, questions, and background information on the reason behind this custom. So one of the more traditionally kept and joyfully revered customs of world Jewry, of all its sects, is the custom of Tashlich, whereas tradition has it we go out on Rosh Hashanah and throw away all of our sins in a river. What an easy and fun way to once again become purified like an angel and get rid of our sins without much cost for ourselves. What indeed is the background behind this tradition? Who started it, and what is its true purpose? As obviously, it can't be that easy to sin throughout the year and then get rid of it simply by saying Tashlich near a river. And it must represent something different and something deeper. So the custom and tradition of Tashlich is actually not recorded in the Talmud or even early Rishayim. It's omitted from the works of the Rambam and other Rishayim of his period and is first cited in the Sefer of the Maril, in his Drashas on Rosh Hashanah, and is likewise recorded in numerous Sifrei Minhagim and Poskim of Ashkenazi Jewry, which leads us to believe that the custom first began in the region of Germany sometime in the 14th century, or perhaps prior in the 13th century. And from here we can also understand that it is primarily an Ashkenazi custom, having originated in the Ashkenazi communities. Indeed, in addition to the fact that it is not mentioned in the classical Sephardi Poskim, such as the Rif and the Rambam, although seemingly that is because even an Ashkenaz the Minhag did not yet exist, thus explaining why it is also omitted from the Rush, who was one of the great Ashkenazi Rishayim. But nonetheless, even later on, after the Maril's work was printed and the custom was recorded, we find that the Mechaber, neither in his Shulchan Aruch nor in his encyclopedic commentary called Beis Yosef on the Torah, in neither of those areas does he record such a minhag, from which we can assume that it was limited to Ashkenazi communities and did not exist amongst the Sephardi communities yet. This is emphasized in the writings of the Arizal, in which Reb Chaim Vital writes in Shara Kavanis, when discussing the custom of Tashlich, he describes it as the custom that Ashkenazim are accustomed to follow, thus emphasizing its lack of proliferation among Sephardic communities at that time. Nonetheless, as is evident from later Sephardi Poskim, this tradition became adapted likewise among Sephardic communities, as can be seen throughout the world today. This custom of Tashlich is recorded in the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah's commentary on the Torah, and likewise in the Shulchan Aruch itself, in the Ramah's gloss in chapter 583, Sift Beis. It is likewise recorded in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, chapter 583, Halacha Sef, and brought down in the Shla, in the Magen Avram, in the Pri Eitz Chaim, Shara Kavanis, the Mishnas Chassidim, and the Sephardi Poskim such as the Birkei Yosef, Machzik Bracha, Yosef Oimitz, the Ruach Chaim, the Ben Ish Chai, and in Torah Lashma, and in Kaf HaChaim. And thus, while originally being an Ashkenazi custom dating back to the 14th century, it became proliferated amongst all Jewry. This, however, surprisingly, is with exception to some sects of Ashkenazi Jewry, which, for reasons best known to them, do not follow the custom of Tashlich. So is recorded in Maaser Rav of the Gaon of Vilna that he did not perform Tashlich, even though in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, where the Ramah brings his gloss, he writes a source and reason behind the custom. Likewise, the famous Ashkenazi world Pesach, the Aruch HaShulchan, writes in his commentary in chapter 583, Halacha 4, that many are accustomed not to perform Tashlich for reasons known to them, and he concludes, and so is the proper custom not to do it. Perhaps one of the reasons for this is because it would lead to mingling amongst the various genders, which is certainly a most inappropriate thing to do when you're trying to get rid of the sins and not gain new ones. So to summarize the background, start, and initiation of the custom of Tashlich, the custom first began sometime in the 14th or late 13th century amongst Ashkenazi communities, was not followed amongst Sephardic communities until much later, and today is followed by all of world Jewry, with exception to some pockets of Ashkenazi Jewry who follow the opinion of the Gra and the Aruch HaShulchan not to do so. In Meretz Hashem, in part 2 of this series, we will go into the reasons and sources and explanations behind this seemingly odd custom that we follow, and if it really has anything to do at all with the throwing away of sins, coming up in part two.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.